fellow Freedom fans. We're back here with Orly Tace, Dr. Orly Tace. And Dr. Tace, thank you again for being here. And the one point I want to get to is, before this last few minutes that you have for me, is if they don't get to the facts, whether you agree or disagree with it or not, if they don't get to discovery and they do not get to the facts, and it seems somebody is fighting hard to make sure they never get to the facts, at the same time they're claiming your facts to be false, if they never get to the facts, this problem or this issue is going to be here perpetually. What are some of the facts that you have that you believe need to be brought forward?
Well, first of all, that when Constitution was written, the legal treatise that was used by the framers of the Constitution and referred in Constitution is the Law of Nations that states that natural-born citizen is one who is born in the country to parents, in plural, that are citizens of the country. Both parents have to be citizens. As a matter of fact, in those years, the citizenship went by the father only, and later on became both. And Obama's father was never a U.S. citizen. He was here on a student visa from Kenya. Kenya was a British colony, and he was a British citizen. And according to British Nationality Act of 48, Obama was a British citizen as well. So due to those facts, he cannot be president of the United States, period, regardless of whether he was born in Hawaii or Kenya. Aside from that, in spite of over 100 lawsuits filed against him, and in spite of $1.3 million reportedly spent on attorneys, and God knows how much we as U.S. citizens have to spend now on U.S. attorneys, he never consented to release of his original hospital birth certificate that cost only $10 to produce. And each and every citizen of this country by now is asking the same question. If he is not defrauding the whole nation, what would be the reason to spend over $1 million to keep sealed a hospital birth certificate that cost only $10 to produce? And what he has produced on the internet is not a hospital birth certificate. This is just a, what is called a short version of a birth certificate that does not provide essential information, such as name of the hospital, name of the doctor, and does not provide any signatures. And particularly considering the fact that from the state of Hawaii, that allows one to get a birth certificate based on a statement of one relative only without any corroborating facts, and allows you to get a birth certificate if you, even if you are a foreign-born citizen, but your parents are residents of Hawaii. We have to see this original birth certificate. We have to see the name of the hospital, name of the doctor, signatures, and we need to get this corresponding birthing file from the hospital, because all of the information points to the fact that he was not born in the country, and therefore not only didn't satisfy the first prong of the test, meaning that his father was not a U.S. citizen, but also at this point there is no corroborating verifiable evidence that he indeed was born in this country. Moreover, we have received from Kenya both registrar copy of his birth certificate and a hospital copy of his birth certificate. So we have two documents that we have received from Kenya, and we have asked the court to authenticate, showing him to be born in Kenya and not in U.S. And therefore, even if he later on in life became a U.S. citizen, he is not a natural-born U.S. citizen, and he needs to be removed from office as soon as possible. We cannot continue with this fraud even a day longer. It has to be addressed today. And if U.S. attorneys, attorney general, and judiciary are not addressing it, they are aiding and abetting this massive fraud and treason against citizens of this nation. And I think that the citizens of this country are fed up, and I think that the nation is ready to explode. Even Washington Post in their today's article were saying that this issue is widespread and is touching upon majority of members of the military, of militias, of different patriotic movements. Even Washington Post, the most liberal newspaper in the country, I would say, or one of the most liberal newspapers in the country, is admitting that this issue has now snowballed, and it involves most of the members of the military and law enforcement and patriots.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Dr. Tace. If there's anything else you would like to say, I know you've got to go, so you've got to open mic. You summed it up pretty good there, but if there's anything you'd like to say, I'd like to give you this opportunity.
Sure. I want everybody to go on my website. It's orlytaseesq.com. My name, O-R-L-Y, T as in Tom, A-I, T as in Tom, G as in Zoo, E-S-Q, like Esquire.com. Now, there was all kinds of nefarious activities. This is the third website that I had to create because my websites were hacked and destroyed and tampered with. What you can do, the best thing, is write the URL on top of your computer screen. Don't go through Google, but just type the name of the website on top. It will come up. You'll see my picture on the top. And on the right of the website, there are archives. Please, I want everybody to read the six or seven dossiers in the archives that provide all of the nefarious activity, provide, for example, copy of a statement from a forensic documents expert showing that there are numerous signs of forgery in Obama's certification of life birth that he posted on the Internet. There is a statement from an expert showing different signs of forgery on his Selective Service Certificate. We have that list of 140 addresses with 39 Social Security numbers for Barack Hussein Obama, amongst them the Social Security number of a deceased individual. We also provided information about 100 current job positions for Barack Obama, which interestingly include majority, most of them, from mainstream media. And there is a serious concern if there was some kind of deal made between Obama's and representatives of mainstream media to keep a gag order on this issue. Were there any financial dealings that can affect the integrity of those newspapers or TV channels or radio networks? This is extremely important. Even AP was listed among the list. This has to be addressed, and I need people to get off their couches. It's time. If you don't want to lose your country, you need to get off your couch and start working very hard, make signs and stand in front of the White House, and in front of the Department of Justice, in front of Department of Homeland Security. If you're in another state, like you're in Florida, stand in front of your federal building, governor's mansion, your capital, and demand answers, demand that each and every congressman and senator bring this issue to their judicial committees of the state and U.S. Houses of Representatives and Senate, and demand judicial hearing in both state and U.S. Houses of Representatives and Senate. Demand that U.S. attorneys and attorney general get off their couches and start doing their job or resign. They need to investigate all of this massive fraud and start criminal investigations and criminal prosecutions of all of the people that are involved in this massive fraud and treason. We need to hold all of them accountable. We are losing our country. We are losing our constitutional rights. I was born in a communist country. I was born in the Soviet Union. I've seen what happens when people lose their constitutional rights. It's extremely dangerous. So if you don't want to lose yours, if you don't want to lose your economy, most of your jobs are going abroad, you're losing your jobs, you're losing your homes, your life savings, you better go get off the couch and start working very hard on this. And another thing, you know, I do these cases pro bono. I filed a number of those cases. They're all done pro bono. None of the plaintiffs are charged. You know, only if people want to donate or if any of the plaintiffs want to donate small amounts. I can continue going only when people donate. I depend on donations from the ordinary citizens, and sometimes even small donations, $5, $10, or $20 donations coming from a number of ordinary citizens make it possible for me to continue going.
Well, Dr. Taze, I'm going to go ahead and remind them about your website, about the information you just gave me. Thank you very much. Thank you for your courageous work. And we just pray that it all works out, that everything that is right shows up in the light. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, that was very interesting, folks. And again, you're going to try to judge which way I stand on this. I don't know. I say, this is one thing I stand on this, is if there is a cause for concern about factually whether or not there's some suspect thing about how Hawaii had the ability to have somebody get a birth certificate without any corroborating information. Like if a mother wanted to have her son registered as a U.S. citizen, if there was some mechanism that she could just do that without any corroboration, then, without any, nothing backing it up. Remember, before two more witnesses, let every word be established. And if there's another mechanism, that if somebody who is a U.S. citizen or citizen of U.S. and resident of Hawaii has the ability to register their children who are foreign born, has the ability to register them there, then there's another thing, that it's very well possible that the current certificate that's coming from the health records of Hawaii, it very well could be that it is somebody that was registered that way. We don't know. If there is a cause for concern, let's get to the facts. And the only way you can get to the facts is to have a judge go ahead and try the facts. Try the facts. Now, there's a lot of jockeying going around. There's a lot of things that a lot of people that are lawyers or pro se litigators, if you've had any experience in the courtroom, and you see this thing where she's filing service on a person, and this person was running for president, and this person needed to be able to show certain information that would indicate that they were eligible for the office. If that person didn't answer, in their person, then it's very possible you'd have a default judgment. It looks like in this procedural events here that the plaintiff agreed to allow a change of parties, and then allow the United States government to answer for the party, and of course that whole default thing goes away. Now, so the thing is about the default judgment too, you don't get anywhere with that. I mean, unless you were, if you were getting a money claim, you get free money without fighting hard for it. But what I think the point here is to find out what are the absolute true facts, not what do bloggers say is an authentic Kenyan birth certificate, or a fraudulent Kenyan birth certificate, or an authentic Hawaiian birth certificate, or a fraudulent Hawaiian birth certificate, or let's just say a procedurally, wishful thinking birth certificate that give you certain United States or natural citizen or national citizens benefits of rights of citizenship or something like that. You really need to get down to the point where they just get rid of this question. The question's not going away until full discovery, full disclosure, full investigation happens. I do find it strange that there was a situation where just a few years ago, the hospital that is being mentioned in all this had a certain period of time where all the records were removed from, I think it was from like a 1960 to 1962 period, or 1961 to 63. It's kind of a 2-year thing. I don't know what's about 2-year-olds and checking out, people within 2 years old, I don't know, but that's something to think about. Hey, we're going to come back to this Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM. The number here is 888-850-1872. We have a live video stream at faithfreedoms.org. And again, I'll be reminding you about this website you can go to find the transcripts. And I think that's what you need to do. Don't listen to the media. Check it out yourself.